The Jungle, near Calais, France. When viewed from the air, the camp looked like an azure and white mosaic pattern done rather carelessly. But looking a bit closer, it became apparent that the blue and white squares were homemade shelters and tents, the walls of which had been made of plastic tarpaulins being flung back and forth by a perpetual wind. The structural basis of the shelters was branches that had been woven together, any old how, gathered from a small wood nearby, which was all but barren now after the many expeditions for building materials and firewood. The camp, nicknamed the Jungle, smelt like a rubbish dump of rot, burnt plastic, sewer, and just a hint of industrial chemistry. The refugee camp was in a polluted site that had once housed a chemical plant. The French police had tried demolishing the illegitimate camp several times using bulldozers, but this had been prevented by various NGOs, and the refugees themselves, who mostly came from Africa and Syria. The Jungle was the only place they knew they could stay, and the homemade shelters contained everything they owned. The rest of their possessions had either been stolen or used to pay the human traffickers. French police were balancing on a knife's edge because they were not allowed to use force with the inhabitants of the camp. But on the other hand, it was not a sustainable situation for the refugees to stay in a primitive camp with no sanitation and very little electricity, which was deeply unreliable. And yet a few signs of civilization were beginning to emerge. A couple of mosques, a church, and a small theatre stage. But it was a ticking time bomb in a number of ways, both politically and medically. Edrianne Duclos thought the camp was a complete cesspool, as she had been called there to deal with yet another case of assault. This time a Sudanese man had cut the nose off his countryman because of a disagreement about some gold jewellery. The victim was already on his way to the hospital in an ambulance going at top speed, and his nose was on it as well. It had been put on ice, and the doctors would try to sew it back on. The perpetrator had been driven...